9. Surely God can do anything, therefore why didn't he stop this or that? Although we serve an almighty, powerful God, the creator of all things, he has also set rules that he has chosen not to go against. Therefore, God cannot do anything he wants, as he has limited himself by his own word and will not break it. Here are a few examples from Scripture. 1. He operates within his law. In Hosea 4 verse 6, God said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Under Jesus, the law is written on our hearts in order that we automatically walk in them through the power of Holy Spirit. In Ezekiel 22, God, in his mercy, wanted to save a group of people from the consequences for breaking his laws. God sought an escape for those people in the form of a righteous person interceding for them, however he found none and therefore he had to destroy them. God said in Ezekiel 22 verses 30 to 31, "So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own head." 2. Disobedience limits God's influence in their life. Psalm 78 verse 41, "Yes, again and again they tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel." Did you ever think that someone could limit God? 3. Tradition has made the word of God of no effect in their life. In Mark 7 verse 13, Jesus said, "Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down." And many such things you do. Did you ever think something could make the word of God powerless in a person's life? 4. Unbelief prevents God from using his miraculous healing to set people free. Matthew 13 verse 58, "Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." 5. Rejection of God's plan for salvation. Even though God's will is that all be saved, not all are being saved because of their rejection of God's plan. Did you ever think that someone could resist Holy Spirit and resist his will? Psalm 114 verse 116, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men." Even though God has given mankind the authority to rule over the earth, mankind has abused this authority through free will. God will not go back on his word, but will hold them accountable and provide a way of escape for those who submit to his plan. In conclusion, free will has caused much suffering and pain on the earth. Many times that pain and suffering is not through a fault of our own, but through the actions of free will of others. Free will also allows us not to be robots, but allows us to truly self-examine, recognize the void, recognize our or others' rebellion through the choices we and others make, and ultimately call out to God to help us. Prayer bridges the gap between the natural and supernatural. One day we will see how many things God did to stop catastrophes because of the prayer of those in Christ.